of Skunks and Bunnies. I answer all of your comments about Trump, Clinton, and the return of Honey Bunny.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 17th, 2017. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Wow, you're getting fancy.
I am fancy.
You are. Everyone says you're fancy. That Janine, she's a fancy girl.
I'm so fancy, yes.
Trey fancy, as some people might say.
As some people might say. Those anyway. People, but yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to, goodness gracious, my frog in my throat. Welcome to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I'm glad you're listening in. Let's dive right in, shall we? We have a lot of comments this week, it looks like.
We do. You were talking about basically the defeat of Trump Care. And a lot of people commented on that. They said, Kyle of Lucklash said, a better one would be replaced with a single payer. Simple. Darson 54 says, just expand Medicare. 57 Dawn says, Medicare or all single payer. Call it what you want. It's what we need. And Ionizer says, this from people who talk about mistrust of the government?
Well, you know, everyone you talk to, it just seems that that's the direction we're going to go. I mean, that's where things are going to end up. In fact, Donald Trump talked about it during the campaign. Of course, what he talks about, what he does from day to day changes.
Because it's huge.
Huge. The best. The best. Anyway, that was my Donald Trump invitation. You're welcome. Yeah, so I talked about the defeat of Trump Care and also how the Congress, especially, you know, both the left and, shockingly, the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah.
Yes, the Freedom Caucus.
Which is from the Tea Party, right?
Well, Tea Party-ish, far-right, alt-right, whatever you want to call them, decided that this Trump Care didn't strip away enough. It wasn't mean enough. It was too warm and fuzzy.
It had too many benefits.
Yeah, just too nice. Too nice. So they refused to vote for it and showed some courage, and they actually voted against it. They probably should have anyway. It was far from a good fix for Obamacare. And I mean, and Obamacare is having its difficulties with rising premiums, slashed subsidies. I mean, it's in deep, deep trouble.
Well, the problem is that it just focuses on insurance, and what they need to do is take care of health care costs.
Well, but how do you do that in a free market? You have competition. That's what I've been talking about. I talked about it in the strip. I've talked about it in my editorial cartoons, on my blog, on this podcast, that we really haven't tried a free market approach, freeing the markets up first. You do that first. It may not work. You do it. Well, okay. The one that's talked about most is no restrictions on cross-border state line competition and insurance companies. Really let it be competitive and see if that lowers costs. I suspect competition always does. The market always does. And the market is really, really efficient in an exciting and different and surprising ways. We can't predict this stuff.
Well, see, I just sort of blame insurance for the raising costs anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're a bunch of horrible, terrible, you know, people who, you know, are feast on the blood of the innocent. Yeah, that's right. Right? That did I get too technical here?
I don't think you got too technical.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's kind of what they are. They want to profit. They want as much profit as they can. I don't begrudge that. That's the American way. However, if it's at the detriment of a consumer who has to consume your product, then we have a problem. And so we have to go forward and find new solutions. I don't know that single payer is, we should do it right out of the bat. Like I've said, let's try new. And we have a really, really smart country with really smart people in it who can be innovative. What shocked me most after the Trump election and the retention of the House and the Senate by the Republicans is after those guys in the House and Senate had 7 years to come up with something better, and they didn't. It was far worse than what existed. So, you know, I'm deeply disappointed. There are a lot of great think tanks. I mean, you know, Heritage Foundation, American Enterprise Institute, Cato Institute, the Freedom Foundation, all of these right and libertarian think tanks could have come up with something far more imaginative that would have been embraced by Speaker Ryan, who likes to project himself as a forward-thinking, imaginative leader, and he was none of those. So now we kind of stumble forward, and a lot of people are going to get hurt and lose money, and then we'll have to come up with something else, and we'll end up at single payer.
I think eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah. That's what we're moving
but
towards.
It was interesting to see Congress stand up to Trump. And that tells you what happened. And that's, people say, well, what do the poll numbers mean when Trump's approval rating is at 35%? This is what it means. It means you give courage to those you know, profiles in Putin in the Congress who normally wouldn't stand up. If his approval rating were 60%, believe you me, they would not have voted against it. So we go on to talk about hope and Carmen's hope for the future. And she's, you know, he says so many things. Winslow says so many things are wrong. And she says, well, you just try to fix one stink burger at a time. Did anyone comment on that?
No,
or?
No one commented.
It's a phrase
really
I love. I just like this.
You like the word stink burger. But
I do. I think it's great.
You're a guy. You like those kind of things.
And Hillary, or I'm sorry, Honey Bunny.
A lot of comments on the return of Honey Bunny.
Yeah, she comes back to gloat about the end of the defeat of Trump Care. And I've said this again, another thing I've said a number of times, I'm going to repeat myself. She's running again, folks. She's going to be a candidate in 2020. I can almost guarantee it at this stage.
Well, Rex Spiner tweeted, Honey Bunny is history. That era is over. Please move on. It is time to concentrate on the skunk. He can do real damage to us.
Well, he can do real damage, but she is running again. I'm not going to ignore her because she's going to run for president again. The Clintons already installed their person and the head of the Democratic National Committee. She's running again.
Well, if Trump runs again, then she definitely has a chance to beat him this time around.
There's already a Trump for 2020 campaign. I mean, they're already raising money. Yeah, I'm sure it's from nothing but legal and right-minded Americans.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Cheapskate says, not that I'm a fan of Scott's bunny strips, but even I have to admit that he's got a point here. If Trump ran against Hillary today, the outcome would be much different than it was last November. On the other hand, I think the Democrats have recognized that when they nominated her last summer, they did allow their weakest candidate to go forward.
Well, it was interesting. I was having some drinks with some conservative friends last night, and they both agreed, which was shocking, that her first number one mistake was she didn't pick Bernie as her running mate.
She would have included all the people who supported him.
Right. In fact, I have a friend, Ted Rall, who is the very liberal cartoonist, and I are very good friends, and we talk regularly. And he mentioned that just at the very least promised him a spot in the cabinet.
And
just
it would have
just
been a show, especially vice president doesn't really do anything, but it still shows that you're inclusive.
I think you have to walk that back a little bit, Janine, because just yesterday, Vice President Pence was in the DMZ between North and South Korea, and he glared at the North Koreans.
No.
Yes, he glared.
Well, never mind.
He went, mother, look, I'm glaring, because he calls his Mrs. Pence mother.
Do they allow that now for vice presidents to glare?
Yes.
Well,
Well,
that's impressive.
Yes, you can glare. Joe Biden he glared a little bit, but not a lot. Dick Cheney, that's all he did.
He had no other facial expression than that.
No, but sneer. And consume the blood of the innocent.
Well, a lot of people are talking about Honey Bunny. Pam says, Funny Bunny is cute and Clinton has got too much baggage. If she runs again, she will keep a real progressive from winning, just like what happened last election.
I think you're right there. And it also keeps young blood from coming up. I mean, you're going to have, potentially, if this happens, if this comes through, you're going to have two candidates who are in their mid-70s. I'm not kidding. She'll be, what, 74? He'll be 73? That what does that say to young voters? Get off my lawn, is what it says to young voters. Yeah, and so the Sunday then was the Twitter attack, which actually got some good play on Twitter.
It did.
Interestingly.
It did get a lot of comments because I think it's just, you know, people understand that it's just they say the same. Yeah, he tweets too much. Take it away.
Well, and that's about it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We kind of went right through that, didn't we? Good for us. We're special. I want to thank you for listening to this week's podcast, and I want to thank Janine, of course. I want to thank Brian Altimer, who's also a recording studio in your basement. That's awesome. And he was also working till 5 this morning. So you're going on like 2 hours of sleep, 3?
He's a busy guy.
The podcast sounds pretty good on 2 hours of sleep, though, doesn't it? Yeah. Thank you, Brian, for coming in and doing this for us. And thank you, WGN Plus. If you want to just follow the antics of Carmen Winslow, you certainly can do that at gocomics.com/PrickleCity or go to scottstantis.com and leave a comment and we just might read it on the podcast. Or you can actually email us directly at PrickleCity@gmail.com. I think that about covers all the bases. We'll talk to you next week. Until then, we'll see you in the funny papers.